fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 7th of June. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to, in addition to the food you stock up, to stock up on your supplements, vitamins, essential oils, hemp oil. Make sure you got what you consider at least a 2-year supply. I used to recommend 1 year, but I now recommend 2 years. And rotate your inventory. These are things you should be taking all the time anyway, typically every day. So build up your 2-year supply and then use it. Rotate it. Use the oldest stuff up first, and then put your fresh inventory at the back of the line and move them forward. Now, whatever system you use to keep the older stock in front and used up, and the newer stock in the back as it moves forward. I've seen some people, they'll build a shelf that has an incline to it, so that as they pick up the front bottle, the rest of them slide forward. Whatever system works for you, that's what you need to be doing. That's your prepper tip of the day. We're going to have open lines this hour. The call number is 800-313-9443. In case you don't know it, there was a attack of the Religion of Peace today in Tehran, Iran. And they attacked Parliament, and then a woman, suicide bomber, blew herself up at the shrine for Ayatollah Khomeini. And now she gets to be one of the 72 virgins. It took me several years to find out what the female jihadist reward is. The men, they get to have their own 72 virgins. The women jihadists, they get to become one of the 72 virgins. Now, this is probably this woman that blew herself up with a suicide vest or whatever device she had at the shrine for Ayatollah Khomeini. She was probably an adult woman. I don't know that, but I think most likely she was an adult woman. Now, she has become, the moment she blew herself up, she became a 9-year-old virgin with large pointed breasts that will never urinate, never defecate, never get pregnant. And every time she has sex with her jihadist husband, after the sex act is complete, she becomes a virgin once again, forever. That's her reward, and that's what she is up to right now as we speak, because she did, in fact, blow herself up. What a sad, sad, barbaric, freakish, dangerous, crazy religion, Islam, the religion of peace. Now, here's the goal. We hear all these, what happened in London the last week or so. We had two events in the last couple of weeks. People think the following. They think the final goal of the jihadists is to terrorize the non-Muslims. That's what people think. That's what the media is putting out. That is a goal, but it's not the final goal. No, there is two steps to this. What the jihadists want to do is to cause the non-Muslims to engage in pushback, eventually ending up in either legislative action or police action or individuals taking action against Muslims. That's step one. Stage two is for the 90% of Muslims who could give a hoot about jihad. They just want to live their lives and be left alone. That's 9 out of 10 Muslims. The goal is to convert many of those, as many as they can, to become jihadists. That's the ultimate goal of the jihadist, is to create the pushback, whether it's official, legislative, legal pushback, or pushback from civilians who are tired of the Muslims blowing themselves up and cutting people up and killing them, in order to get other Muslims to become jihadists. Now, most estimates are that, and it varies, but even the conservative estimates are that 10% of Muslims believe in and will engage in jihad. Now, there's more than 1 billion Muslims on this planet, which means there's 100 million plus Muslims who believe blowing themselves up in the name of Allah is just a dandy thing to do. That's a lot of people. 100 million? Oh, my. That's a whole lot of people. We got a caller on hold here. We got Paul in New Jersey. Good morning, Paul.
Hello, John. John?
Go ahead. You're on air.
Yeah, concerning one point I wanted to make was that, you know, people talk about the expansion of Islam. All I have to look back is study what happened in Kosovo. Remember in the late 90s under Clinton?
Right.
These Islamic radicals basically started shooting police officers and Serbian police officers.
Right? That was the beginning. That was the beginning, and we ended up on the wrong side of that war. And all our our soldiers knew it.
Yeah. Well, America always likes to play the downtrodden and all the rest of that. So basically, We assisted in the expansion and establishment of an Islamic state in Europe. And the creation of an Islamic state in Europe. Kosovo now is an independent nation, and it is recognized by the UN, and it is Islamic narco-terrorist state.
Right. I had Paul, let me interrupt you. I had a private briefing from my friend Command Sergeant Major Dan Page, who's been on my show a number of times as my guest, and he told us about the Muslims in Kosovo and what they were really doing and who the good guys really were, and I asked him a direct question, and this had to do with the Muslims blowing themselves up and killing people in Georgia, in Russia. And of course, there's the men and the women. The women call themselves the Black Widows. And I asked him a simple question. I said, is there a direct chain of command linkage between the Muslims in Kosovo and the Muslims in Russia? And he says, yes, John, there is direct chain of command linkage. And that's who we were helping. We were helping the Muslims in Kosovo to fight the Christians, and you're absolutely right. The Muslims started it, and it's kind of ironic. After three centuries, the Christians still call the Muslims in Kosovo the Turks, because that's who they are. They were the Turkish invaders, aren't they?
Indeed, and actually the history of Europe, especially under the treacherous British, is that they will side with the Islamics against the Slavs, as they did in the Crimean War, on the Crimean Peninsula. And so now, John, what I wanted to mention is you are going to be visiting a Slavic country soon, and that is the Czech Republic. And my wife is a Czech.
Right.
Yeah, and my wife is a Czech. And I just wanted to give you a few tips. okay. right, about being over there. And one of them is they're pilferers and petty thieves. They have a high rate right. of that over there.
Right.
So just be
right.
careful about your personal effects and watch them. The important things, you might want to get one of those little belly pouches or something to put underneath your belt, like all your money and your passport.
Right,
because if you leave that out on a counter, the maid might take it. All
right? Right, right.
Okay, so you got to watch for that over there. And my poor father-in-law, he's constantly vexed by these petty thieves always stealing what isn't nailed down. And actually, he went into trying to be a landlord, and every time if the, you know, the tenant didn't pay, the tenant stole the pipes and the dishwasher on the way out the door.
Well, guess what, Paul? We have people in South St. Louis that do that, and then they aren't Muslims.
True. Right. Right. And a lot of it, by the way, it'll be disproportionately amongst the gypsy minority over
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah.
But still, some of the Czechs themselves, they engage in that behavior. So you want to look out for that. And by the way, also, you will see a slight Muslim presence. Much to the vexation of my in-laws, they're not happy about the Muslim immigrants coming into the Czech Republic too, and too.
Yeah, there's not.
Yeah, many of the people but many of the people want to get out of the EU there too, because of the EU forcing Islamic immigration into the Czech Republic too.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, some helpful hints. Anything else?
No. And just learn to say "dekuju," right, which is their thank you. All right.
Dekuju.
Yeah, dekuju. Right. So learn to say that. And that.
The only Czech word I know so far is okay, because I have two friends, and the husband and wife, when they're speaking together, jabbering away in the Czech language, and every other sentence you'll hear okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And nay and yay, and yo. That's another big one. Yo, for hello. All right. Yo. Actually, it's the same for goodbye and hello as yo. Okay.
Really. Okay, well, that makes it simple. Okay.
Yeah, it does. All right, John.
Okay, thank you. We appreciate the call,
Paul.
Yep, call number is 800-313-9443. Yeah, well, dealing with thievery is something that I got very used to in Vietnam, of course, and was a steep learning curve. The youngsters would gather around a naive GI and be happy and smiling and be very clever at picking his pockets. It was a learning curve, and I learned, and I was able to deal with it. That's true in many countries you go to. There's issues with petty crime. It's just a way of life in many of these countries. Regardless, the call number is 800-313-9443. There's going to be a new director of the FBI coming up soon. President Trump has picked a guy who may be the next director of the FBI. I don't know, but he seems to have impeccable credentials, and maybe he will get it. It's an important position, obviously. You know, my entire young adult life, from the time from before I was born until I was in my early 20s, it was J. Edgar Hoover. Was he director of the FBI, and he had dirt on the powers that be to make sure they couldn't fire him. So he just maintained that position until the day he died, and that's the way that was. In fact, he was the first and only director of the FBI up until he died. Long, long tenure. They spanned many presidential presidents sitting on the Oval Office, I should say. Okay. We have an election coming up in Britain here soon. It's going to be interesting to see how that turns out. We have... Donald Trump continues to shake up everything with what he's doing. And Professor McKinney made a good point that a lot of what he's doing is not receiving much notoriety, much attention from the mainstream media or any media as far as that goes. So he's basically incrementally, step by step, dismantling not only what President Obama put in place, but what the Bushes and Bill Clinton put in place. It's a big job to dismantle all the socialist harmful policies that have been put in place for the past several decades since Ronald Reagan. And God bless Donald Trump, is all I can say. I hope that Donald Trump's angels are on extra duty to make sure he stays safe. Donald Trump has made a lot of very powerful people very angry with what he's doing. Don't fool yourselves. He has made very powerful people very angry. And I think that he certainly is at some risk because of that. And I know his Secret Service detail knows that, and they're certainly alert. I don't know if Mr. Trump still has private security or not. I hope he does, to supplement the Secret Service. I hope those guys get along if they are there. I don't really know the details. So, it would be a real crying shame for any harm to come to Donald Trump or any member of his family. All right. Let's talk a little bit about preparedness. The main and most important thing is your emotional, spiritual preparedness. It is the single most important thing that you can do for yourself. Reaching a conclusion that your life has value and you should be able to continue with your life and the lives of the people you care about. That's most important. If you don't have that foundational belief first, then nothing else matters. And, of course, a belief in God is part of that. I do private consultations with people that want to get clarity and focus and so forth in preparedness. And it spans the spectrum of people who have no belief to people who have very strong beliefs. But what I found is those who don't have any belief, they are very insecure. One young man in particular, well, he's not that young anymore, he's probably 50 years old, but he had the has the financial wherewithal to buy semi-tractor trailer loads of whatever he wants, which he had done some of that on one hand. On the other, because he didn't have peace in his heart and a strong spiritual foundation, he did not have peace in his heart, and he was never satisfied and never had a feeling that he had done what he needed to do to be prepared, because he did not have that spiritual foundation. So I talk about this occasionally. I haven't done it for a while. As a radio talk show host, I don't feel an obligation to tell you what your spiritual beliefs should be, but I do feel an obligation to let you know that you need to get that part of your life taken care of, whatever that is for you. Whatever that is for you. Get a strong spiritual foundation to work from, and everything else will fall into place. That's been my experience. Everything else will fall into place. So just do that. It will become a quest. It will become a lifelong pursuit. It will take you in different directions. You learn things you did not expect to learn, and so forth. After that, start working on your skills. Now, you may have a group of 6 people or 600, and the 2 skills in biggest demand are supply of the following 2 skills: ham radio skills and emergency medical treatment skills. The 2 skills in greatest demand and shortest supply. That's pretty much ubiquitous. Pretty much. So work on getting those 2 skills. Get your ham radio license. Join a local ham radio club. Get the equipment. Make sure the people on your team have similar equipment and similar license so that you can talk back and forth and learn how to use the equipment properly and effectively. First aid classes, well, local junior college has them. Hospitals put them on. Fire departments put on first aid. Red Cross puts on first aid. There's lots of places to get first aid training. CPR, same way. You need both. They're generally taught as 2 separate classes. First aid and cardiopulmonary resuscitation. Get them both. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter Domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Wednesday, the 7th of June. Skills. I mentioned before the break, ham radio skills, emergency medical treatment skills. Now, if you get your training, your first aid training, there's different levels, of course. And most people just get the entry-level first aid provided by local fire department or Red Cross, whatever it might be. If you want to go on a little further, one semester of college is what EMTs get, emergency medical technicians, one semester of college. That'll put you ahead of most of the people in this country in terms of knowledge and skills. Now, if you do want to get one of those classes, sign up early. There's a lot of competition for those seats. Young men and women who are looking to get employment, that's not going to be your goal. But you're going to need to sign up early because those classes fill up months in advance. If you want to go even further, three more semesters of college, you'll get the same training as a paramedic gets. And same thing applies. A lot of competition for those seats. If you're more diligent and want some specialized training, there is first aid training for outdoor people that are going to be outdoors in camping and hiking, hunting environments. That's a different kind of training. And, of course, you're going to need the equipment to go along with your training, equipment comparable to your skill set, your skill level. It'd be a shame to not have equipment and supplies that you're qualified to use. On one hand, on the other, you can cause harm or even cause death if you attempt to use supplies and equipment that you're not qualified to use. So it's good to have equipment and supplies equal to your skill set. And be very cautious about even attempting to use equipment, life-saving equipment on people you're not qualified to use. You can cause serious injury or death. You really don't want to put yourself in that position. Ham radio skills. I'm always encouraging people to join your local ham radio club. Almost all the people who belong to ham radio are interested in preparedness. That's been my experience. Some more so than others, but almost all of them are. Plus, the men and women in these ham radio clubs are always buying and selling and swapping good quality ham radio equipment back and forth between themselves. So you might get access to some good quality ham radio equipment at a good price. And they'll also know where the places are to get ham equipment, where the best places are. I like Ham Radio Outlet. It's an online service, Ham Radio Outlet. There's a link on my links page. And then there's what they call Ham Fest, which is typically a one-day event where vendors come and set up their displays of equipment for sale, and people pay a small admission price to gain access to the hall. It could be a big hall or a little hall, and look over all the merchandise and make the decision whether they want to buy any of it or not. And it can become a hobby. The ham radio can become a hobby for the entire family. We routinely have 8 and 10-year-old boys and girls passing their ham radio license test. That's not a big deal, 8 and 10-year-old boys and girls. And what you'll find out when you get into it is that there's services that you can find online that have the entire pool of questions, whatever, all the tests have a pool of questions they draw from, and you can find the pool of all the questions and all the answers. Don't we wish we had that when we were in school, all the questions and all the answers. So you can study the questions and study the answers so that when you take the test, you have a much more higher likelihood of passing it. It'd be a pretty good thing, wouldn't it? And just do it. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, A visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back with Jim. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 7th of June. Our project is moving forward. Our project to find images of continents with new coastlines, TVs and movie shows, TV shows and movies, what I meant to say. Anyway, going back to 1955 with Captain Midnight and in a very recent film such as Hunger Games, if you find an image on a TV show or movie of a continent with new coastlines, get that image to me, and you, as a thank you, I will give you your choice of any of my DVDs that I produced, not the ones I saw from other people's, but my DVDs. And the list continues to grow. We just have a new one. It is Babylon A.D., Babylon A.D. with Vin Diesel is the star of that. And in the first 2 minutes, they show an image of the planet Earth with a new axis, with a new North Pole. How about that? Also, my website, of course, is the Energy Cleaner. I talk for a couple of minutes every hour about the Energy Cleaner. I'm shipping two today to Alan in Germany. Thank you, Alan. I ship these all over the planet, Germany, Australia, New Zealand. That's where I have a lot of listeners, in Germany, New Zealand, and Australia. And One guy the other day, he bought his fourth one when I had my sale over the weekend. He bought his fourth one. Why would he buy the second, let alone the fourth one, if the first one didn't work? Well, do your research. Study up on it at my website. All the patent application information is right there. And go ahead and make your purchase of the energy cleaner, the mattress pad that goes with it. I do my best to keep everything in stock for shipment the next day. Sometimes I get covered up with orders and have to wait a couple of days for fresh inventory. But I take care of these matters as quickly as I can. You can pay with MasterCard, Visa. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. And keep in mind the following. I do something healthcare professionals are highly unlikely to do. I offer you a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you're not getting relief from that joint pain, back pain, not getting a great night's sleep, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. So you're risking nothing when you buy your energy cleaner. Toll-free our line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We've got open lines. Taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Our next caller is Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John. You mentioned from time to time about having a strong spiritual foundation, and of course that means to the Christian Jesus Christ and the Son of God and God's Word, the Holy Bible. About a year or so ago, I did some figuring on Muhammad when he died in 632 A.D. At that time he's been in hell 16,620 months, 66,480 weeks, or 24,265,200 days.
Huh.
So,
well, it's a good start. Probably, that's all I can say. It's a good start.
John, I was wondering on the Canaway products for the pain salve. I wonder if you're on Oxycontin for pain, if you use that pain stuff and it goes into your system, whether that will disqualify you from getting pain meds.
I mean, as far as a drug test?
Pardon me?
As far as taking a drug test, is that what you're concerned about?
Well, if from time to time, with someone's on Oxycontin, they do a urine test or a blood test. I wonder that would show up, but that would disqualify you, I think, or what do you think?
Well, Canaway has a product line that has absolutely no THC in it. And if a person can be taking a drug test, that's what they want, is the part of the product line that contains no THC at all. This is especially good for athletes. Professionals, like police officers, anybody who has to take a drug test, that's the part of the product line that you want.
So nothing would show up that would keep you from continuing your pain meds. Is that true?
That's true. There's nothing to show up. So nothing will show up. All right. Absolutely.
I see. Okay. Great. Thanks a lot. It's been a long time since I chatted with you guys. Thank you.
Okay, Dave. We appreciate the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. Yeah, Canaway is an amazing product line, and we now have the link on my website for the Canaway hemp oil. Only 4 years ago, you'd be committing a crime to buy, sell, or possess hemp oil in most of the 50 states, but now it's legal in all 50 states, and that's a good thing because you now have access to another tool for your toolkit to maintain optimal health. Interesting video being done, being circulated around the internet. Woman, Liz Wheeler, did an excellent job. It's only, I think, 4 minutes long, talking about financial dealings with Russia. I don't want to steal the thunder. Chances are, if you put Liz Wheeler in the little search box or to find it, you'll come up with an entry. And it's pretty neat what she's done. It's very thought-provoking, the little four-minute story that she tells about Americans interacting with Russia and her financial dealings of Americans with Russia. Very prominent Americans, I should say, dealing with Russia. So that's important to get out there. I'll be talking to Tim and see if we might be able to do something with that. I don't know if I want to post it on my website or not. but it certainly may raise that level as well done as it is. Well, getting back to preparedness, sometimes we have what we call armchair commandos. They buy the latest and greatest in tactical gear, tactical this, tactical that, weapons, optics, knives, clothing, boots, and helmets, and so forth. And they've never had any training. They've never been in the military, never had any training, and don't intend to get any training. Well, that's a huge mistake. That's why we call them armchair commandos. You need the training. Owning the equipment is one thing. In the absence of the training, you're not going to accomplish your goal. You simply aren't. Now, it's great to own equipment, but that doesn't make you skilled in its use. I can walk into an art supply store, and for $300 to $500, I can walk out the door with everything I need to duplicate what Picasso or Rembrandt did. But John Moore's not going to do that because I don't have the skills. Owning supplies, owning the equipment, does not mean you have the skills. Same thing applies to preparedness. Owning a firearm does not make you an expert in the use of that firearm. It doesn't matter if it's a $2,000 carbine or a $300 used lever-action Model 94 Winchester. It doesn't matter. If you don't have the skills, it doesn't matter what you own. Owning camping equipment, owning backpacking equipment, doesn't mean you know how to backpack cross country safely, exercising proper hygiene, being able to prepare food, being able to not get eaten up by bears or mountain lions. It doesn't mean you have those skills just because you got the backpacking supplies. Owning a map and owning a compass doesn't mean you know how to cross country navigate. Just because you own a map or own a compass, it doesn't mean that. Because you own a map doesn't mean you know how to read it. Topographical maps are not your simple highway maps. There's a lot of symbols on there. If you don't understand the symbols, if you don't know how to orient the map, first thing you do when you want to read a map, you orient the map north-south. And could be the hood of a car or a table, whatever it is. Just be sure you don't lay the magnet on the hood of the car, unless it's aluminum or plastic. Most car hoods, I believe, are steel. It will make the compass needle point in all kinds of crazy directions. There's ways to get these skills, though. Let's look at map and compass reading. There's it's a sport typically practiced by men and women in their late teens and 20s called orienteering. It's a lot of fun. I've done orienteering a couple of times. Usually my map and compass work has been military-related or work-related. But orienteering is a hobby, and it's a sport. And they turn it into a competitive sport where you have to navigate cross-country using a map and compass to get to certain destinations at a certain time. And they have people keeping score. That's just one example. Now, if you live near a community that has a fairly good-sized college or university, there's a high likelihood that there'll be an orienteering club. That's the kind of place you would find that kind of club is around a university campus. And most of those clubs will allow non-students to participate in their activities, or especially something like orienteering, which isn't going to attract a lot of people in the first place. That's another skill in your toolbox once you learn how to use a map and compass and navigate cross-country. You may think, oh, John, I got GPS. I don't need another old-fashioned map and compass. Well, you're going to trust your life with something that takes a battery? Excuse me? Really? You're going to trust your life with something that requires a battery to work? That's GPS. I love GPS. I don't know why I went so many years without it, but I got myself a nice Garmin GPS unit, and I don't have very much use for it, but when I do have use for it, it's a marvelous device, and helps me accomplish my goals very quickly when I'm traveling to a cross-country or traveling to a new destination. Also have a lookup service where you can I've been a couple of times I've been on a road trip, and I wanted to find out where the nearest restaurant was. and it'll pull up all the restaurants nearby, and you can figure out which one's Mexican, which one's Chinese, which one's Italian, and so forth, and make your decision. And they have the address and the telephone number. You can call ahead, make sure they're open, and so forth. But when it comes to a long-term crisis or even a short-term crisis, I want a map and compass. I don't want GPS. EMP will probably harm GPS units, if not destroy them. A simple compass cannot be harmed by GPS. There's no electronics in it. It's just a container with a needle in it that goes back and forth. No electronics. Of course, the map themselves. You want hard paper maps. You don't want online maps. And don't make the mistake I made, and experience as a tough teacher. I made photocopies of a topographical map, black and white photocopies. And I thought, this is great. Everybody in the team is going to have one. I was in Special Forces. We were doing a training operation. What I didn't know was that the all the colors become black or disappear entirely, some of the real light ones. Another thing about using a full-color map and using a flashlight with a red lens, and you'll see these in the catalogs catering to your military and police professionals, to get your commando flashlight with a red lens. Well, that's great. It helps preserve your night vision on one hand. On the other, all those red marks disappear on the map. And I mean, they're literally gone. You can't tell they were ever there. And I looked very carefully. I learned the hard way. We were on an operation. It was an overnight operation. It was about 10 degrees above zero in the daytime and right at zero or slightly below at night. And we had this operation. We were doing cross-country navigation. And I had a flashlight with a red lens. And those red lines just absolutely disappeared. They were just gone. Just absolutely gone. So you need a white lens. And here's what you do. You put the map down on the ground. Hopefully it won't be wet. Put it on top of a poncho if it is wet. And cover yourself up with a poncho so that no light can get out. Then you use a flashlight with a white lens, and you can read your map and see all the markings. That's how it's done. If you got a buddy, the buddy can stand outside the poncho and make sure that no light is escaping while using that flashlight, because that can get you killed in a tactical situation. Literally, get you killed. So that's how it's done. Use a white light and cover yourself up with a poncho. I see, moving on from there, when talking about tactical equipment and gear, these thigh-mounted holsters have become quite popular. I'm seeing them a lot. In an urban environment, it's probably okay. But out in the bush, I've tried the thigh-mounted holster. You're going to beat the hell out of your pistol with a thigh-mounted holster. You do not want a thigh-mounted holster if you're moving through the bush. When I say the bush, I mean the forest, out there in the wilderness, wherever it might be. But in the forest, you're going to beat the hell out of your pistol. It's going to be banging up against trees, rocks, whatever is there, if you have that thigh-mounted holster. I like a chest mount for a pistol, quite frankly. Either center of the chest or off to the left side. That's my preferred way to carry a pistol in the bush. The next preferred way would be a hip holster. A full flap hip holster to protect the pistol. That's my next preferred way. Keeping in mind that in many operations, a pistol is not anything except 2 or 3 pounds of extra weight to be carrying around. But soldiers like pistols as backup. It gives them a little bit of a sense of security. They always got something with them in case something goes south, and they need some protection. So soldiers like to have pistols with them. That's all. It's been that way since pistols have been around, I assume. I don't know. So, and be sure you got plenty of magazines for your firearms. We talk about this occasionally. Your battle rifle should have at least 10 extra magazines in addition to the one that came with it. At least 10. That's on the low end. Your pistol should have at least 4 extra magazines or 5 in addition to the one that came with it. Once again, not optional in my opinion. Magazines get lost, magazines get damaged, and in a firefight, you need lots of magazines. You will. hopefully never be in a firefight. But if you are, you're going to need lots of magazines, enough to get you through the firefight. Typical firefight lasts 2 or 3 minutes. That's usually it, and that's a long time, a real long time. When you got bullets flying, 3 minutes would be the longest 3 minutes of your life if you find yourself in that situation. But getting back to training, you'll hear Jimmy and I talking Monday, this past Monday anyway, about the Appleseed Project, and you can find the website real easy if you put Appleseed Project in your search box. I believe there's Appleseed training going on in most of the 50 states. I don't know that for a fact, but if there's not, maybe it'll be a nearby state that has some that you can go to. It's a great program. Great instructors. It was a lot of fun. You get not only an education in rifle marksmanship, but you also get an education in the American Revolution, which not enough people understand and know what happened, really, truly happened in the American Revolution.
Or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 7th of June. We've got time for one quick call if you want to give us a call at 800-313-9443. Well, this is the middle of the week. I call Wednesday Hump Day. It's the, according to the people who keep track of such things, the most productive work day in the United States is Wednesday. And that's been part of my experience. Typically, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday have been the most productive days in the workplaces I've been, but I know, speaking personally, every day is pretty much a very productive day for myself. It's always been that way. I'm a list maker. I had no choice. When I was first station in Vietnam. I got to the Republic of Vietnam 2 weeks after my 20th birthday, 15 months after graduating high school. And I find myself with so many responsibilities on a daily basis that I had to make a list, which I started making lists then. And as the day went on, I would check them off. And that was half a century ago, and I'm still doing it. I'm a list maker, and I've known some very productive men and women, mostly men, because that's the kind of thing guys talk about, who have been list makers and accomplish their goals that they set down every day to accomplish. It's worked out for me real nice. Now, my current method of making a list is a steno pad. This is one made. It's called the Docket. Is the name brand. It's a spiral bound, about 5 by 8 inches or so. I don't know the exact dimensions of it. Maybe 5.5 by 8 inches or 9 inches. Yellow pad with a spiral bound at the top, and I just use one page per day. And make a list of all the things. Typically, I start out either the evening before or on a Friday or on a Saturday. I may start making my list for Monday. And just do that. Just make a list. And then I'll keep it all together like that in that spiral bound. It'll probably, this is fairly new. This is only my second one. But one book will hold several months worth of notes. And I just keep those inventoried. And if I have a question come up with something I did, need a reference to something I wrote down, maybe a phone number or something, I can pick up that spiral-bound notebook and go back to it and recover that information. So it's a simple system, doesn't cost much money, and it works for me. No batteries. I know there's all these electronic devices that you can keep notes on. I don't trust them. I want ink on paper. I don't trust electronic devices to keep track of anything important for me. I have a day timer, which is a spiral-bound loose-leaf notebook to keep track of all my contacts. Yes, my telephone it's filled up. It only holds 250 phone numbers. And my next telephone, I hope, can hold 500 because I probably could have 300 to 500 phone numbers if I had the capacity in my telephone to store them. My current telephone only holds 250 phone numbers. And then we are out of time. Here's get your medical supplies, energy cleaner, essential oils now while you firearms ammunition. Never ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.